Our supply chain is doing great right now. Not without our challenges, obviously, over the past couple of years. But, you know, we spend a lot of money. We invest a lot in supply chain, developing our suppliers and really forming very tight and great partnerships with them so that when we go through those tough times, that we can really rely on them to take care of us and get us the components that we need.
Yeah, building the relationships is really
the key.
Important. Right?
Absolutely. Not just transactional, but we have deep partnerships that we like to form with our suppliers.
Talk a little bit about maybe how things have changed over your time. How long have you been in this industry?
So I've been with Professional Tools for 10 years, but I have worked in supply chain for about 30 years now. So things have changed quite a bit. When you just look at, say, manufacturing in general, I would say that you look at the change in automation, so robotics, things like that. I look at sustainability, but also safety as well. So you look at things, for example, manufacturers being more aware of how safety is so important for their operations and realizing that in order to make a quality product, you have to keep your employees safe, right? And there's this inexorable link between safety and quality that manufacturers really have to take to heart today. That's really changed over time. But I would also say that the awareness in terms of sustainability and the necessary steps you have to take to be efficient. And so, for example, like in our operations today, we recently changed over to 100% sustainable electricity, right? So our carbon footprint has gone down quite a bit. Greenhouse gas emissions gone down. We realized that, that's going to help the environment and it's going to help, the world in the long term by focusing on sustainability. But automation as well, another key there, is something that we've really invested in over the years, especially here in our Elyria facility, that it helps us be more efficient, productive, and put a better quality product out there for our customers.
When you're coming up with the automation, how does that work? Because you don't create the automation, right? You find other people that have technology, in other words, have tools that can make your tools.
Absolutely. So we'll work with integrators that we partner with. And so most of the solutions that we come up with are custom, right? So the products that we make, they're very unique. So we have to work with an integrator to come up with a solution to make those products, whether it's just machining the parts or assembling, whatever it may be. It's all custom to what we do here today.
And I assume it's proprietary on a lot of the cases.
Absolutely.
Too, so
is.
You have to make sure you have a trusted partner in something.
Absolutely,
like that too,
right? Yes, we don't want that technology leaking out for sure. So.
Wow, that is great. What do you see the demand of the products that you make on the outgoing side?
Demand has been very strong. We've seen over the past couple of years that there's been a great demand for all of our products, especially here in the United States, as we invest in infrastructure. Whether that's new buildings, roads, bridges, you name it, all these facilities. We talk a lot about how the nearshoring effect is coming in, where we're bringing back manufacturing to the United States. So, in order to build those facilities, they need our tools to build them. Whether it's the grid or non-residential construction, that demand is quite strong right now.
A lot of places have help wanted signs up. Yes. How do you get the best and the brightest?
Well, you know what? That's changed over the years. And that's something that we've really thought a lot about and how we're going to be successful. And we go very young, okay? And so let me go into that a little bit. So we know that we can recruit current workers that are out there looking for jobs, but we're going to play the long game. And what we need to do is we need to look at the next generation of workers and make sure that we're getting them interested, because we know the workers in our facility are going to come from the greater Elyria community. So we have to invest in the community to get those folks in the door early. So what we do is we have a partnership with Lorain County Community College, an apprenticeship program for a technician program that's certified by the state of Ohio. So they'll come in, they'll work like 10,000 hours as part of that apprenticeship program, and then they'll get certified. But we also go younger than that. So we have sponsorships. For example, there's a technology lab at Elyria High School that we try to get students interested in STEM careers, because that's what we're going to need in the next generation. As we have more automation, we need people with a stronger technical background to work in manufacturing. We also have a STEM day for middle school and elementary school students to get them interested in STEM as well. So we're trying to play the long game here in terms of recruiting and getting interest in manufacturing careers.
When you see their eyes look at what you do, what's their excitement? Where do you see their excitement?
Oh, they love the automation piece of it. No one ever believes that manufacturing can be as cool and interesting and as they never thought it could be, right? They have a certain image in their mind of what manufacturing is, and when they come in and actually see our facility, it's not what they expected, and we exceed their expectations, and they get very excited in careers because they realize that if they like robotics, there's a career in manufacturing for you. I like programming, there's a career in manufacturing for you.
And a lot of times the neat thing is you see a finished product, or you see something. In other words, you can hold it in your hand, and sometimes you see it from the raw products to its final thing, and that's always, it kind of relates, anybody can relate to creating.
Absolutely,
like
you get that sense of satisfaction at the end of the day when you see that product is manufactured and it goes out the door, and you're helping a professional tradesperson do their job, right? I mean, that's how we design our tools. We design very high-end tools for professional tradespeople so that they get the certainty and the surety that when they use our tools, they're going to work, right? And they use our tools to make a living, right? So we want to make sure that they can make the best living possible using the best technology and equipment that we can offer.
We talk about manufacturing curve being makers. Where do the ideas for, are there new tools being created? It seems like every tool, I have a toolbox full of things that I'm not even sure what they do sometimes, but are there new ones that are being created?
Absolutely. Our new product innovation funnel is always full, and there's always better ways of doing things. And that's where we go back to the end users. We go out to the field. You know, our marketing folks really pull those folks that use the tools every single day to do their jobs to say, hey, if you just had this and you made it better, hey, you know what? This job takes me too long to do. How can I cut the time in half? So, and that's what we try to do is work with them to allow them to do that one extra job a day or two extra jobs a day through that added efficiency that we can offer through technology or innovation.
That's why you've been around for 100 years, right?
Absolutely, and we'll be around for another 100
though
more.
I still think this wrench hasn't changed a whole lot in 100 years from what they've said, but it's still it's fascinating, and it has a lot of use to it, and it's sort of a symbol.
It absolutely is, and you know, it's kind of appropriate. You know, this is our 100th anniversary, but you know, this building was actually built prior to us moving in. We moved in here in 1943. It was purpose-built as the Garford Automobile Factory, if you didn't know that. So they used to make automobiles in this building that we're sitting in right here today. And one fun fact for our listeners, can't see it, but we're in the main lobby. We're looking at the front door. And what actually, that walkway up to the front door was actually a ramp that came out of the basement. And they would drive the finished cars out of the basement and out of the building where you just walked in today.
Wow. Craig, I did not know that.
No.
And all we know Arthur Garford for a lot is his bicycle seat.
Exactly.
For that, too. But that is fascinating to see and sort of just know that there's a history here. I don't know how to say ghosts, but there's sort of a past in here sometimes.
Keeping the legacy of manufacturing in Lorain County going on.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, Ed, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for sharing that and some of the fun stories this morning.
Thank you so much.